Sir Alex Ferguson is ending his feud with the BBC after an intervention by its Director General, Mark Dudar. For the last 7 years, the chairman of Manchester United has blanked Match of the Day and other sporty programmes, but he could be back on the Beeb as early as this evening. In the new mood of peace on the airwaves, we're going to pass the peace pipe around other angry broadcasting types with the BBC's business editor, Robert Peston, and PM host Eddie Mair, Biff their Tiff. It's been a clash of the titans.
Well, our business editor, Robert Peston, is here.
I should slightly point out that I think I did actually disclose last Thursday that the government had chucked in the towel, but plainly, PM takes the view if it's in newspapers, it must be true.
Robert, I've let you down. I feel bad. I'd like apologise. I won't mention the fact you've just turned your mobile phone off after it rang.
We could turn it back on again.
That would just be petty.
Thank
you very much, Robert.
I can think of a way of reigniting a few. Okay, if you'd like to.
Let's do that tomorrow. Well, although I argued vociferously against it, our business editor, Robert Peston, is here. Robert, thank you as always.
It's always a pleasure talking, and I'm sorry that you're still reluctant to have me on the show. I mean, I felt that went all right, didn't it? Did you leave you with a bad feeling?
To be honest, it's over. Would you mind going? Lord Oakeshott is a Liberal Democrat Treasury spokesman in the Lords. He's live on PM.
Can I just say, I'm not surprised you find Robert Peston quite hard work. He just went on and on there, didn't he? But never mind, let's move on.
You have to forgive me, I'm having a feud with him.
Well, I reached one of the parties by phone.
Alex Ferguson has lain down his rift with the BBC and vice versa. Have you got any rifts to end?
Well, you know, there is this legendary feud between myself and Eddie Mair. The cause of it is rather lost in the mist of time, but no one should be under any illusion about the seriousness and the passion with which we pursue this feud.
Are you going to follow Alex Ferguson's example and end the rift? I'm offering you a chance.
Well, I mean, I think if Eddie wishes to send an emissary and, you know, he wants to start negotiations on the terms of a surrender on his part, obviously, you know, that might prove constructive. But I see nothing in the entente between Ferguson and the BBC to give one hope that Eddie Mair will show reason.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
The peace pipe for now remains unsmoked.